history of mashups. Hello and welcome to History of Mashups Vol 7. This week, or this show, is Kraftwerk, as mentioned in the last show. We talked about organisation, which was formed in 1970, in the last show. There was many lineup changes until in 1971 they released Kraftwerk 1, which this track comes from, Ruckzuck, and became Kraftwerk, which is German for power station. There was various members of Kraftwerk, including people who went on to form Neu. They worked with Conny Plank as a producer on this album and Kraftwerk 2. Surprisingly, you might not have heard this track because a lot of the tracks, their early tracks, are actually not available anymore because I don't think they kind of disowned them. They're only available on bootlegs. Certainly, their early stuff was very kind of psychedelic, very art rock. Tonefloat is like an electronic psychedelic porn funk. Not in a good way, unfortunately, but Kraftwerk 1 and 2 are well worth getting, although there are good bootlegs around, so don't pay a lot of money. After Kraftwerk 1, they didn't have a drummer, because I think the drummers were one of the members from Neu, so they actually were going purely with electronic percussion, which is quite unusual. And their biggest hit at this point of time is in from 1974, was called Autobahn. Now, Autobahn was a wry mix of Beach Boys harmonies, Moogs, hypnotic beats, trancy flutes, and classical symphonies. Of course, Florence Schneider was classically trained. And, of course, 50s kitsch. Now, have you seen the cover illustration with all the old-style cars? Certainly, it was harking back to an olden age, but Autobahns were very recently had been created, so it still, in a way, had the whole new technology theme. So that gave them an international hit. They came back with Trans-Europe Express, which, getting back to the whole history of mashups, was incredibly influential. The reason for it being influential was it was quite widely sampled, especially in the hip-hop community. It was the first of their albums to do so, and was basically spread wide from Detroit to the US, to Europe. And was, I think, was a totally, unlike Autobahn, was a totally electronic album. Now, it was widely sampled on this track, which is Planet Rock. All play, our world is free. Be what you be. Jumping rather ahead, because this is 1983. What happened was that Arthur Baker was producing African Barbata and the Soul Sonic Force, who did Planet Rock. He was producing their track and decided to use Kraftwerk, which is already apparently in various live sort of MC battles. And DJs are already using Kraftwerk's tracks from TEE and also from Man Machine. They're already, and Computer World, we're already dropping them in mixes. But it was Arthur Baker that decided to use Kraftwerk in this mix, and he went on to be an international hit and was very influential in the electro and hip-hop worlds, this track. So after Trans Europe Express, probably their biggest and most accessible album has to be The Man Machine, which again was very influential, not so much in a sample sense, but certainly probably more in a song sense. They developed that very kind of electronic sound to include a lot of lyrics, a lot of very wry observations, and they were also at this point releasing albums in German and English. This is the cover of The Model, which is the number one hit from this album, by the indie band, the C64 jangly indie band Ride.
I'd like to take a home that's understood. She prays hard to get, she smiles from time to time. It only takes a camera to change her mind.
Another widely sampled track was from their 1981 album Computer World, which was a track called Numbers, which is it's quite a sort of avant-garde track of various people reciting numbers of different languages, but it has a very, very cool, very, very sort of electro-industrial beat, which is used in a lot of rap songs. This is a track called by the Cookie Crew, which is called Got to Keep On. Graphite has been widely sampled, especially throughout the 1980s and with the late house boom, because they were so influential. I mean, this track is almost a mash track because it's mixing Edwin Starr 500 Miles, 500 Miles, with Graphite, which is a beat, and of course the Cookie Crew is rapping over the top. And that seemed to be quite a lot of the way that Kraftwerk has been used, which is for beats and their synth lines. And yes, I have used them in mashes in the past. They seem to be not bothered by their tracks being appropriated in such a way. They seem to have the more of the artistic approach. I've not actually heard them ever suing. Their robot pop, as they described it, was influential and quite widely sampled, as I said. Manny Parrish must have been influenced from the electro scene. Detroit techno, all of the Detroit techno pioneers have said pretty much how Kraftwerk has influenced them from people like Derek May and people like that, and house, and then later things like electronica and sort of all the warp things, and have even been covered by Simple Minds and U2, or the ultimate accolade, so to speak. Later on, in the as the 80s followed, because they're so widely sampled and copied, they didn't really survive that well in the digital age. Certainly, they were very much from the analog age with Moogs and analog synthesizers. They did try and set up their own Kling Klang Studios, which is all digital, digital recording, MIDI, that whole lot, you know, very early on, and recorded an album called Electric Cafe, which is very, very criminally overlooked. Tracks like this one, which must have inspired Adam Curry to do it, to obviously put that boing noise. And certainly in later times they really haven't had the same success, or either chart success or probably critical success they've had. They've re-envisaged their own hits with something called The Mix, and the trademark sound has been so widely copied that it kind of, they're not really as current anymore. But they did also recently did Expo 2000, for the expo in Seville in 2000, and they've also done TEE soundtracks recently, because I think it's Ralph Hutter likes to spend most of his time cycling. I'd much rather be cycling than doing music. But their influence has been so widely felt, it's difficult to actually do a history of music without at some point touching onto Kraftwerk, because it's like they basically put the soul into the machine. They took very rigid music and put a very human stance onto it. So although they talk about robot pop, they're very human robots. So you're probably thinking, oh, how does this relate to mashups? Well, as just like with all the sampling, they've been widely used in mashups. Now, the person that probably has used them the most is someone who has played before, which is French bloke and son, but mostly French bloke. I think he's the real Kraftwerk obsessive, though I might be wrong. Sorry, Graham, if I'm wrong. But he's used... I've played the one he did with Right Said Fred versus The Model in the past, and this is in a similar vein. It's kind of cheeky, but tongue-in-cheek, but also quite respectful as well. It's called Paul Morley, A Dedication, which you'll understand at the end, and is a mix of Kylie, Can't Get Out of Your Head, and Kraftwerk. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
But first, Kraftwerk. Meet Kylie. Kylie. Meet Kraftwerk.
Showroom dummies. We are showroom dummies.
The history of mashups.